علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. In the first sermon, when Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about some of the duties of the messengers and prophets, he says, ويثير لهم دفائن العقول, that the messengers and the prophets, their duty is to extract, excavate, bring forth the hidden, buried intellects of the people. And we discussed at length previously that, for example, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran, they encourage people to think in ways that would be truly beneficial for their progress as human beings. And we gave various examples about that. Today also is the day or the night of the martyrdom of Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth holy Imam, who was one of the forerunners in the intellectual progress of the Muslim society in general. He was one of the first, or rather the first, the first former of a university, of an Islamic university. He had around 3,000 to 4,000 students, where he used to teach various different subjects, which included also mathematics and all of these other subjects that we have, scientific and non-scientific. Inshallah, that's another discussion that we can deal with later, inshallah.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when it comes to Islam and how it encouraged intellectual progress, this is something that, you know, we cannot deny. When the European countries were in the dark ages, whereby they would not even bath for ages, like you could say months would pass and, for example, they didn't have public baths where they could bath, where this idea of hygiene, the idea of scientific research was not there. Muslims were the beacons of science and technology of the world at that time. They are the ones that brought about change in different parts of the world. What happened after that is a story of of regret that what happened to the Muslims after that. But of course, that was not just a thing that the Muslims wanted, but it was the result also of a lot of suppression and oppression that happened, and a lot of stealing that occurred in the later ages. And then, of course, the disunity amongst the Muslims that led to their downfall and the destruction of their empire and things like that. There were many internal factors that led to the destruction of the Muslim authority. But all in all, the actual idea of scientific research and progress is a prophetic idea that was that had been inspired from teachings of Islam. We cannot deny the role of people like Bu Ali Sina, Ibn Sina as they call him, or for example the role of Khwarizmi, the role of Khayyam, the role of all of these different Muslim scholars and scientists that led to the progress of scientific research in different parts of the world. In fact, even today, some of those books are being referred to. When you look at the progress in terms of philosophy and logic, Aristotelian logic was basically very, very, you can say, very, very in its very primitive forms at that time when Islam came and wrote and expanded that form of logic, that today we have got books and books by Muslim scholars that have explained Aristotelian logic, or when it comes to philosophy. You see how much progress the Muslim scholars have done in Islamic philosophy. So this is something that the Muslim scholars and Muslim academia, Islamic academia, encouraged so that people become stronger in their thinking and in their worship of God.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, the idea, of course, of Islam being an encouraging force for scientific progress and for intellectual reasoning is something that is not hidden from anyone. Everyone knows this. But then, what is also more important for us to realize is that this type of encouragement was actually something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actively pursued. He actively encouraged people to learn. He even told them to go up till China to do research. He used to encourage them to think about the creation of the universe. And he used to stop and not allow superstitious thoughts to encroach into the minds of the people. If you, for example, look at a time when one of the children of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I'm not mistaken, Ibrahim, had died, at that time, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried Ibrahim, there was a solar eclipse. And then the people started to say that, look, because of the death of Ibrahim, the son of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sky and the heavens are weeping and there's a solar eclipse. Now, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was just a false leader, and was not a divine leader, he would have encouraged that and said, yes, see, the sky is weeping because of me. But the Prophet stopped that immediately because he was an enemy of superstitions. He said that, no, the skies have their own system, and this earth and we as human beings have our own system. When we become sad, we cry. The reason why solar eclipse and lunar eclipse happens is because of a system that exists in the universe. And therefore, these two should not be interlinked and connected. See how the Prophet ﷺ actively encouraged people to think and discouraged superstitious thought that would cover their intellects. This is Islam. And this is what prophetic movements are propagating. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه